The Youth Academy is an event that's run every 2 years in different parts of Europe. And it was held in Donegal last year with the cooperation of Donegal County Council, who led out on it, and the Drosna Galpatha. And as you say, it was in the ATU in Letterkenny, in Gweedore, and in Derry City. So we had young people from all parts of Europe who attended and who had an opportunity to discuss and to input into the various issues that are affecting young people in Europe. And it was very successful, and a lot of involvement from local young people as well, which was great. And it has, as you said, been recognized for a European Citizens Award because of the just because of the impact that it had, and the impact that it's had even since. It was instrumental in reactivating the AER's Young People's Forum, which now is going from strength to strength based on the success of that particular academy.
The theme of the academy was very much looking toward the future. Are you satisfied, having attended and having seen the discussions and heard what was said, that that was achieved, that a blueprint, a map for the way forward was achieved at that event?
Yes, and the AER itself, around the same time, was producing a position paper on the future for young people in Europe. And the academy was instrumental in feeding into that. That was a paper that we published there at the beginning of this year. And the academy had a very important input into that. And I think what's important to realize is that even though AER is a very broad body, it covers 140 regions in 28 countries, the types of issues and the types of opportunities that are there in relation to young people are in a lot of ways very similar. And there's an awful lot that we can learn from the different regions and learn from each other. And it was great to see young people exchanging their experiences and views and opinions and so on. But it was extremely valuable in pointing the way forward. And while there are a lot of similarities, we have to realize that there are some young people who are more disadvantaged than others. And things like that came through very strongly. And the position paper that was prepared by the AER would have been making recommendations to regional and to local authorities throughout its 140 member regions with regard to ways that young people could be included to have a real voice in decisions that were not just going to affect them today, but decisions that would be affecting them in the future, and to ensure that they were also assisted in being prepared for the opportunities that are coming forward and the new sectors that are going to provide sustainable employment in the future, whether that be in relation to the digital economy or in relation to the green economy, new areas of tourism and so on. So it was a very valuable input. It was a very worthwhile event. And there's going to be a follow-up event now in Norway next year, which will be building on the success of the Donegal event.